Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight.
Back at it again with another episode of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I am your host, Rick Saratella, and today, very honored to have the immovable object with us today. He is none other than Terran Armstead from Arkansas Pine Bluff, and he's in the midst of completing what I call the draft season triple play. That is the college all-star game circuit, the NFL scouting combine, and his pro day work. I'm on the spotlight hotline right now. We welcome Terran into the show. How you doing today, my man?
Hey, I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And, you know, I really enjoyed watching you in these all-star games at the East-West Shrine Game and the Senior Bowl. It was really a joy, and that's why I call you the immovable object. And we'll get down to the nitty-gritty of what the week of practices were like in just a moment and talk about all that good stuff. But first off, Terran, you know, what are you doing right now to stay in shape and train for first the NFL Scouting Combine and then eventually your pro day?
I'm training down at the Athletes Performance Institute down in Pensacola, Florida. It's a great facility, great guys, great coaches, great training staff.
And what's your goals going into the scouting combine? What do you hope to accomplish?
I set my goals pretty high. Consider myself an exceptional athlete. I want my 40 time to be no higher than a 4.7. 4.7 flat, so I want to go somewhere in the 4.6 range.
That'd be remarkable if you pull that off. I got to be honest, Terran, you know, living here in New York City, I really didn't see any Arkansas Pine Bluff games, and then I got a chance to watch you in the All-Star circuit, and, you know, based on the scouts that I spoke to, you went from basically a mid to late round guy to now an early to mid round guy, probably an early guy, but if you blaze a 4.7 in the 40, I think you might go first or second round.
That's definitely the goal. I'm trying to maximize my draft position, my draft stock, and go as high as possible, willing to work hard every day.
And, you know, checking in at those All-Star games, I think you measured in at about 6 foot, 4.5, 305. Are you still in that range?
Yes, sir. It's 6'4", 6'5". It varies.
And 305 is a comfortable playing weight for you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, now let's get down to the East-West Shrine game down in St. Petersburg, because, like I said, I had not seen you play much just from highlights and such, and then all of a sudden, the immovable object, you guys are colliding the big, nasty, ugly guys in the trenches. It was probably the most enjoyable drill to watch. First off, coming from a small school such as Arkansas Pine Bluff, you know, maybe not getting the respect you deserve, did that add a little more incentive, add a little chip on your shoulder to go out there and make a name for yourself?
Just really wanted to answer the question of level of competition. I mean, just go out there and try to perform at the best of my ability.
And then the coaching staff at the East-West Shrine game, how did they treat you? Did you learn any, techniques or anything to help you improve your game down there?
They weren't really focusing on critiquing technique as much. They just really wanted you to play hard, get after it, know the playbook, know where you're going, and go there as fast as you possibly can.
Okay, very good. We're talking to Terran Armstead, Arkansas Pine Bluff, the immovable object with us on the Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Now, you get the call after an impressive performance at the East-West Shrine Game. The Senior Bowl adds you to their roster, and you head over to Mobile. So did you notice any kind of difference between the Shrine Game and the Senior Bowl?
It was great competition at the East-West. I seen kind of another step up as far as the level of competition at the Senior Bowl. You know, guys were just a little bit faster, just a little bit stronger, but just had to adjust. I had to adjust, get my feet up under me, and play the way I know how.
Yeah, and, there is a little bit step up of talent level at the Senior Bowl. So with that being said, is there anybody that give us a little scouting report maybe on anybody that stood out to you, anybody on the defensive side of the ball that you matched up and clashed heads with that was impressive in your opinion?
Each guy I went up against were pretty impressive. I mean, all those guys are great athletes and great players.
Okay, and you showed great athleticism and phenomenal footwork during the week of practices at the All-Star Games. For any NFL team listening right now, what do you consider to be your biggest overall strength, Taryn?
My athleticism, no doubt. My ability to move, get out in space on screen or screens and or pulling or anything in that class.
And how about, you know, coming into your senior season, was there an area of your game or an aspect you wanted to improve upon or get better, any kind of goals in one area that you wanted to just enhance your game a little bit?
I worked on my entire game, the whole off season, all summer, whole training camp during the season. I had a new offensive line coach, and he taught me a lot on my pass protection, about staying square to the line of scrimmage and timing my punch, so that helped me out tremendously.
Okay, very good. We have Arkansas Pine Bluff offensive lineman Taryn Armstead, big tackle prospect in the midst of completing the draft season triple play, coming off his East-West Shrine Game and Senior Bowl performances, moving on over to Indianapolis for the NFL Scouting Combine, lucky enough to receive an invite. Only about 300 or so players in the nation got that phone call, and then eventually you'll be participating in your Pro Day workout in March and wrap things up. And we are 78 days away, Taryn. How are you feeling at this stage of the game? Are you anxious? Are you excited? Are you nervous? What kind of emotions are running through your body right now?
I'm excited. It's definitely a blessing to be in this position or situation and just trying to work hard every day to get better.
And, you know, coming off of a good solid season at Arkansas Pine Bluff, I mean, you've had some pretty good momentum. I know we talked a lot about the All-Star games, but you guys were 10-2 this past season, won the SWAC championship 24-21 over Jackson State. Being that senior team leader, you know, talk to me a little bit about your leadership skills. Are you a guy that goes out and leads by example, or are you more of a vocal leader?
Oh, we had a great team this year, very disciplined, a lot of disciplined guys. We had I'm not the most verbal guy. I like to lead by example. I like to teach some of the younger players that we have. We had a great senior class. My defensive end, he led the nation with about 19 sacks. So we had a great group of guys.
So I'm sure matching up against Tim in practice every day was a handful. Probably made you a better player, you know, just dealing with him on a daily basis in practice, no?
Yeah. Brandon Thurman, he's a beast. He's the hardest person I had to block all season, including All-Star games.
And was he tougher than any opponent that you faced on the other teams as well?
Yeah, I would say he was hands down the best defensive end in the conference.
Okay, very good. And we got Taryn Armstead here, Arkansas Pine Bluff, prospect for the 2013 NFL Draft, just 78 days away. Now that your collegiate career is all done and wrapped up, Taryn, looking back at it, do you have a favorite moment or what are you going to miss the most about playing college football?
That championship, that was definitely the highlight of my college career. Just winning that championship on December 8th, it was great. It was the most amazing thing I've ever been a part of as far as football.
Yeah, and it must feel good to end your career on a high note, and then, like I said, you just keep carrying that momentum over. I know you had a new offensive line coach this year. Is there any other coach that's made a big impact in your playing career up to this point?
Oh, yeah. My head coach, the Washington Redskins legend, Monty Coleman, he's a great guy, very. He inspired us so much, and he teaches us day to day, but not just football, but life things.
And I'm sure that was a good experience for you to kind of get a little bit of a taste of that NFL type of coaching experience, someone who's been there and done that before. I'm curious to know if there's anybody at the NFL level that you enjoy watching or maybe somebody that might remind us of you.
I'm a big Jake Long fan. He comes down to Athlete's Performance for his rehab on his tricep. So talked to him a couple of times. He's a really great athlete. I watch his game.
All right, there's a great guy. I mean, arguably the best left tackle in the NFL. Were you able to pick his brain at all, get any pointers, or did he have any advice to give you in terms of just getting ready for the whole draft process?
I don't want to bug him too much. He's trying to rehab. I've spoke to him a few times, and he just said mostly just stay focused, keep training, just work on your craft.
Right, I got you. We got Taron Armstead, Arkansas Pine Bluff, on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Hotline. And how about a piece of adversity, Taron, during your career, whether it be on or off the field? What's the biggest piece of adversity you had to deal with, and what did you learn from that experience?
I had the birth of my twin daughters at the end of October, so I had to fly out.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. Well, I had to fly out during practice week. I missed Monday and a Tuesday, and I flew back in to Pine Bluff, and we traveled down to Houston on a Thursday, and we ended up playing Texas Southern. We beat them 49-3. That was a great experience.
And, like I said, congratulations on the twins. You must have your hands full, not one but two to look after, and then trying to stay focused on your professional career, your journey to the pros. So, how do you balance that schedule and stay focused on the goals ahead?
A great supporting cast, their mother, her family, my family, they're really, really helping out tremendously. I mean, I'm getting a chance to just focus right now on what I'm trying to do as far as football.
All right, that's great. I'm glad to hear that. And we've been talking X's and O's between the lines with Taron Armstead. Taron Armstead of Arkansas Pine Bluff. Say that three times fast. But, we've been talking a little bit on the field between the lines. Taron, time to go outside the lines. And it's a segment I like to call Three and Out, try to get to know you a little bit off the playing field. So I'm going to kick it off on first down, and I'm going to go over to who would win in a fight, Ronald McDonald or Colonel Sanders from KFC?
I would have to say Colonel Sanders. I'll give him the edge. I'm sure he had some training. I'm sure
some experience.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's go over to second down. If I said you can compete on one of these reality shows, would you compete on American Idol or You Think You Can Dance?
Oh, I would have to go with You Think You Can Dance.
Show off that fancy footwork.
Yeah, I have some pretty nice footwork, so I'm not the most vocal.
Okay. I mean, they've had big men on the show before. Warren Sapp was a contestant, so never know.
I've seen them.
down the road, if they're listening, you never know. All right, let's go on to third down with Taron. And if we cracked open the Taron Armstead iPod, what are you listening to these days? What gets you hyped when you're working out?
I listen to so many different types of music. I've been on reggae for like the last month or so. So
okay.
Just no particular favorites. Just pretty much vibing to the music.
Very good. And last one for you, Taron. I end every show with this question, and we're going to go for it on fourth down with Taron Armstead here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I'm an NFL general manager. I want you to tell me why I should draft Taron Armstead.
Taron Armstead is going to come in day one to work as hard as he possibly can to be the best player he can be and the best teammate he can be.
All right, short, sweet, and to the point. And I think we got a little dose of that at the East-West Shrine Game and Senior Bowl. So here's a man who doesn't just say it. He backs it up too, folks. And, Taron, I appreciate you taking some time out of your schedule today. It's been a pleasure chatting it up with you. And I'll definitely check in and touch base with you before the draft. But in the meantime, best of luck to you and all your preparation. And really looking forward to seeing where you land and what city you're going to be playing on Sundays.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. That's Taron Armstead, one of the fast risers for the 2013 NFL Draft. As I mentioned earlier in the show, You know, he was a mid to late round guy on our board coming into the East-West Shrine game and then literally dominated everybody for 2 weeks in the East-West Shrine game and Senior Bowl. And, you know, I've spoken to NFL scouts who think, you know, he could be a second round pick. And, you know, you hear him say he wants to blaze that 40-yard dash. I got news for you. If he comes in anywhere near that 4-7 range, he's going to go first round. I mean, you just don't find a man of his size and agility, athleticism and speed and quickness. So, you know, small school name, big time game. That's Terron Armstead here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Remember where you heard it here first, the NFL Draft Bible. You can follow us on Twitter, all our latest player interviews, combine coverage, pro day updates, counting you down to the 2013 NFL Draft, just 78 days away and counting, folks. I was your host, Rick Servitella, for another episode. Till next time.
And all access is football inclusive.